Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Isaiah 62:2. The righteousness of God was the plan by which God would redeem humanity from sin. This plan of human redemption would be accomplished through Christ, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, Ephesians 1:7. Christ would come into the world by means of the virgin birth and would die the death of crucifixion on the cross. In that death He would shed His blood by which all obedient souls would be redeemed from sin. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. 1 Peter 1:18-20. The time when this name would be given to the people of God would be when the door of salvation was opened to the Gentiles. The Apostle Peter is sent to the house of Cornelius. When Peter arrived, Cornelius said, "Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." Acts 10:33. We have previously learned that a Christian is one who has been taught the Word of God. Cornelius would hear the gospel preached by Peter and would be baptized for the remission of sins. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Acts 10:48. Later, Peter relates this addition to the Lord's church to the apostles and brethren in Jerusalem. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Acts 11:1. Their response to this word of Peter was, "Then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life." Acts 11:18. Coming to Antioch, men spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Acts 11:20-21. Hence the church comes to be in Antioch. God's ancient prophecy has been fulfilled, and the new name is bestowed. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Acts 11:26. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.